Voters from both parties appear highly engaged this year, but in every election, tens of millions of people don't vote, either because of barriers to voting, or apathy, or inconvenience. NPR's Don Gagne went to the county with the lowest voter turnout rate in one of the lowest turnout states, West Virginia, to find out why people there sit out.
McDowell County is so steeped in coal culture that in the summertime, the local theater group features a play about a true tale of murder, the miners' union, and the coal bosses in the 1920s.
Well, I'm telling you to stand.
Stand!
Fight!
Fight!
Unite!
Unite!
Declare war and justice on these evil coal barons and their political pimps.
Coal still drives the politics here. Long a sure bet for Democrats, McDowell County has gone solidly Republican in recent national elections. Trump, with promises to save the coal industry, won 75% of the votes in the county in 2016. 42-year-old Tammy Lester, who was downtown running errands with her 13-year-old daughter, says she likes Trump, but she's not seeing much good for the economy.
He's doing pretty good, I guess. But, you know, he promised all these jobs. Where are they at down here? You know, I think they just overlooked West Virginia.
Unemployment in the county is 9.3%. More than one in three live below the poverty line. Lester's support of Trump and her frustration with the economy make her a pretty typical resident here. She's got a lot of company in another area, too.
I'll just ask the question. Do you vote?
No, sometimes.
No, sometimes. That means...
It's iffy.
You're not really committed to it.
No.
She is registered, but can't recall the last time she voted. Turnout in McDowell County was a worst in the state, 36% in 2016. Lester tells me she works at a fast food restaurant. She says politicians from the president on down don't care what happens here.
Yeah, when our kids graduate, they have to leave. I just had my middle son graduate. He's got to leave. My daughter, when she graduates, where's she going to go? She'll have to leave.
32-year-old Josh Mullins is another non-voter, but he is a Democrat.
I just don't think we needed someone like Trump in office. I mean, he's got a mouth on him that might get us in trouble.
Mullins is currently laid off from a restaurant job.
I don't think my vote matters.
Not at all?
No. I mean, Hillary won the popular vote, and we still have Trump for president. So
that kind of makes you down on the whole.
Yes.
So the Electoral College fuels his cynicism about voting. Finally, to 26-year-old Brittany Jenkins, who sits in front of a floral shop she owns with her mom in the city of Welch. She is registered to vote, but says she's only done so three times and only when she's actually known the person running for local office. She does not vote for president or governor. Her reasoning?
Because we don't matter. We're so small, it really don't matter. I mean, literally, look, you look up and down the streets, there's nobody.
She says it's like this place isn't even on anybody's radar, especially politicians.
So you feel kind of disconnected from the whole political process here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm disconnected from the world, period. I mean, we've just kind of been washed off the map.
And when you see ads on television or when flyers for candidates show up in your mailbox, what do you think of that?
I've never got a flyer out of my mailbox.
No flyers, no targeted direct mail. It's something I heard from several people in McDowell County. They just feel ignored by any candidate who's not local. Don Gagne, NPR News.